President Trump put out that today was asking that today would be a national day of prayer. So I just want to take a few minutes here together and pray for our nation, pray for our people, pray for the situation that has been going on, and then talk a little bit about our response as Christians to moments like this that come every now and again in the world. That most of us haven't lived through anything that has reached this kind of worldwide attention. So, but if you'll join me in a word of prayer for our nation. Father God, your word tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2 that we are supposed to lift up kings, all people in high positions, all people in positions of authority, and seek you, Lord, that you will give them wisdom. So, Lord, right now our nation is receiving a call to prayer. A call to prayer for a global pandemic, as the World Health Organization calls it. And Lord, we are a lot of people. There's so much fear. There's so much anxiety across our nation, Lord. And we pray that you be the God of peace, that you dispel this peace, that you reach down into our nation, into our world, into our neighborhoods, and you remove the fear. Lord, that you stop the virus from moving, that it doesn't become everything that they're telling us it could become, that you stop it in its tracks in our country and in every country. Lord, we are people first as a mission, so Lord, we pray for our nation, but when we pray for our nation, it's because we're praying for our neighbors and our friends and our strangers that we don't know, but we love anyway. So God, we pray in Jesus' name that you reach down and you protect the people that you love. And Lord, for all who are in leadership, from local leadership to state leadership to government leadership to federal government leadership, Lord, we pray that you will give them discernment, give them wisdom, guide them, put the right people in their meetings, in their conversations that could help them, people that understand virology, people that understand what's actually happening, can give wise counsel to these people who have the power to make decisions. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that the cures come. We pray, Lord, that the medical community finds answers. We pray that the medical community that is reaching out and helping those who are going through this, Lord, for protection on them as they serve, as they're people who have chosen to serve in a field that puts them at risk for things like this all the time. So Lord, protect them. And I pray, Lord, for our congregation, for our community, that your hand of protection is on us. But Lord, that we see this not just as something we need to shudder from or hide from or sit in our houses and stay away and shake and just... But that we see this as an opportunity to serve and to love our neighbors, to represent you, because you are the same God on the same throne that you were on last week and the week before. In good times and in bad, you are on the throne. So Lord, we trust you for your provision, and may your will be done in all of this. We pray and we declare all these things and many more in Jesus' name. Amen. So praise the Lord. We don't do this kind of thing real often at our church. I'm not, and I say this simply because I am not very good at current events. I don't really pay attention to current events. So sometimes churches follow the flow of current events. Sometimes there are certain times when churches will respond to what's going on. I don't watch stuff real good, but when things like this happen, sometimes I think it kind of calls for a response from us as a community of faith. So as this week progressed, and we saw the increase of responses from governments, responses from major league sports, from baseball to basketball to hockey to the NCAA, all of these organizations are canceling events and shutting things down. The president is, national state of emergency, all of these things. And as the week has progressed, I just I just kind of felt like the Lord was leading us to spend time, take a week off of parables and talk about this a little bit because of some of the increase of tensions and fears that we've seen in our nation. And I know that, you know, I'm a thinker. I might worry a little more than I need to. I might be a little more anxious than I need to be. But I know that if I'm hearing these things and I'm experiencing certain emotions and responses, I assume that the rest of us are to some degree as well, that this is across the nation. And the Bible's very clear that we're not to be a people of fear as Christians. We're not to be a people of anxiety. That we're not to be a people who worry. Because our hope is intact. We sang about our living hope in Jesus Christ. But when we hear it, I think it was Dave Ramsey that I heard this week say that your level of anxiety is directly tied to how much time you spend absorbing information from the news and social media. But we're seeing all of this going on in our local community. So I got to think, like, you know what? This fear that builds in us as Christians. Did you know that fear is not a fruit of the Spirit? Did you hear that? Fear is not a fruit of the Spirit. We're told to fear God. We're told, but that's a reverence. That's an awe of God. I'm going to worship and serve the one who could give me wrath, but instead has given me grace, okay? That's a different kind of fear. The fear of I'm going to go buy every roll of toilet paper I can find and I'm going to hide in my basement and I'm going to shake until it's over. That kind of fear isn't of God. And I want to show you a scripture that shows us and calls us to not be a people who worry. People who have healthy concern and prudence and preparation for what life may throw us. But a people of hope in good times and in bad. So I want you to leave today encouraged as we worship to know that no matter what happens, God is on the throne. And if you're walking with Jesus, you're still standing on solid ground. And the evil one and life and death may take your physical, but it can never take your soul. It can never take your eternity. It can never take your joy. And we don't want to let that happen. We don't want the devil to steal that from us. So let's be encouraged today of where God is leading us and that God is holding us in the palm of his hand. So let's look at Luke chapter 12, verses 22 to 32. I want to point out a couple things in this and then invite the worship team to come up and lead us again. Starting in verse 22, then turning to his disciples, Jesus said, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food to eat or enough clothes to wear. For life is more than food and your body more than clothing. Look at the ravens. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for God feeds them. And you are far more valuable to him than any birds. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a little thing like that, what's the use of worrying over bigger things? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet King Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and thrown in the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? And don't be concerned about what to eat and what to drink. Don't worry about such things. And here's what I want, a piece of this I want you to hone in on. See, these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers all over the world. But your Father already knows what you need. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers all over the world. Who's driving a lot of this fear? Unbelievers all over the world they don't have Jesus filling them, so they have this empty slot in their heart that is driven by fear. and it dominates their thoughts. And it drives and it affects us. But for the believer, it says, seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. See, fear is this attitude of anxiety or distress because we're overly concerned or worried about some threat to our future. But yet, the God that we serve holds us in the palm of his hand. See, the spirit of fear is not of God. God has not given us a spirit of fear. It's not a fruit of the spirit. God has given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of victory, a spirit of self-control. And there's a big difference between being fearful and being concerned. It's good to be concerned. But fear paralyzes you. But concern motivates you. It's good to be concerned because we're motivated. But to be fearful is to sit paralyzed, afraid of what's going to happen. Fear in, fear out. Garbage in, garbage out. If we're always being told to be afraid, we're going to be afraid. That's why it's so important to spend time in prayer, because the best antidote to your fear is to sit quietly with your Bible open and your prayer journal out and give it to God. And he will replace your fear with this sense of peace so that you're not dominated by the fears that are coming in from all over the world. See, if we seek first the kingdom of God, he's going to give you everything that you need. He's going to take care of you. He's going to watch over you. And we don't need to run and hide. We don't need to be afraid. We got to trust. Because while the evil man may be able to steal some of your joy, don't let him. Because you've got the spirit of self-control. You don't have to let that happen. You can give it to God in prayer. Well, he might try to, somebody may be able to hurt your physical, but my spirit lives on. My soul, you could take my life, but I already know I've got heaven. So no matter what this world throws at us, my prayer is to continue to stand on solid ground. And pray that the Lord will dispel your fears, that he will heal our land, that he will set us free, and that we'll be reminded that he remains on the throne. So keep your priorities focused. Seek first the kingdom of God and everything that you need will be given to you, and the Father will give you great happiness in the kingdom, as the scripture we just read says. So I say this in closing, as the scripture says, while no matter what is happening out here, be concerned, be prudent, be smart, heed the advice, it's okay. But don't give in to the pandemic, don't give in to the fears. So I say to our little church in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, as Jesus said, so don't be afraid, little flock, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. The Father gives you great happiness as you walk in the kingdom. So please pray with me as the worship team is going to come and lead us.